your favorite or scariest hunting experience?
Hunting?
Yeah.
I got lost. That was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were up around the Lajar Reservoir area, and I made the wrong turn.
On foot or driving?
Walking.
Okay.
Right. I wasn't, I mean, per se, I was lost because I was supposed to be meeting the rest of the guys on the other ridge.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't know where I was.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I could see the water. So, see, all I had to do is walk to the water and then follow the road back around. I wasn't severely lost, but I was lost. Okay. Man, that was a panic.
Yeah.
And another time, they had me making the drive. Okay. Are you a hunter?
No.
Okay.
Got some hunters in my family, but I'm not.
Okay. You put these other guys up here on top, okay. On the stand, okay?
Right.
Then they put five or six of us at the bottom to come up through this patch of timber,
uh-huh.
Making the drive.
Yeah.
And the deer and elk will go up, and then the guys on the stand are supposed to knock them down, okay?
Yeah, right.
You heard that, supposed to. Anyway, I was coming up through that drive, and the timber was so darn thick you couldn't see anybody, you know. But this bear track was going across sideways. I mean, as I come this way, he was going this way. But the blood was still spreading in his track. So he had been wounded somewhere down the line and was coming across there. Do you know what a wounded bear could do to you in timber like that? Yeah. I was the first one through the drive, because as soon as I crossed those tracks, I ran the rest of the way. They said, well, you beat the rest of the drivers. No wonder nothing came out. You scared them all out of there. I said, yeah, me too. I did not stay in that timber very long.
No, I bet. The story before that, what happened? You said you were lost, but then
I managed to sit down. Finally, I gained my stupid senses enough to sit down and think about it. And I thought, okay, there's the water. The cabin's over here. Then that ridge right over there is where I gotta be. You know.
Perfect.
You just have to stop and think. I mean, when you're just walking around, you're basically going around the same tree. You're going in circles and you don't even realize what you're doing until you make yourself sit down and think about it. You know? And stop breathing so darn hard and panicking. It's a panic. You know, talk about a panic attack. Just get lost sometime and see what happens. I mean, shortness of breath and thought sure I was going to die right there.
Well, I'll write that out. Let's see. I have to pick a goose and I have to get lost sometime. And that is it. All right, you don't kill the geese when you...
No, they just hang them up and pick their bellies,
uh-huh.
And turn them loose, and 2 weeks later the down comes back on their bellies.
Really? Uh-huh. What kind of noise do they make when they're getting picked? Is it hurt?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there when they picked the geese, but, you know, we didn't do it that way. But I'm saying, the Jerry Division, that's how they got there. They had big goose farms strictly for the down.
Really?
Uh-huh. But you don't kill the goose.
How do they keep the geese in? They make them so they can't fly, or they fence over the top?
Geese are stupid.
That's true. I suppose if you give them some food, they won't want to fly.
Yeah,
anywhere.
They're stupid. But we used to have some geese, and Mom would make us go steal the eggs, because, like I said, we were raised during the Depression years.
Yeah.
And we'd have to go steal the eggs. We had some of those dang geese that just absolutely beat you to death. They'd flog you big time.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, well, I know how.
We used to have to take,
sure.
We had broomsticks and stuff, you know. We'd have to take